If Benson and his colleagues were disappointed by the outcome of their study, they could at least be gratified that the issues they raise are now taken seriously, not merely dismissed, a significant positive change from earlier decades. But the study of intercessory prayer is difficult in principle. Prayer for oneself should often work because the placebo effect and the RSME effect follow observed patterns, some of which we have explored in this book. Specifically, a focus of attention on positive mental states that conform to the real nature of the universe can produce changes in the brain and body that overrule other, less positive ones. By contrast, prayer for the healing of others requires, at a minimum, action at a distance. Action at a distance assumes that person A attempts to directly influence the health of person B through prayer, presumably by at least influencing B's mental state. There is some evidence for action at a distance, as we have seen, but it is a low-level effect, less well understood and thus more controversial. However, there is another difficulty. Prayers for healing in most traditions actually triangulate. A appeals for the healing of B through spiritual power source C. In any triangulation, the number of possible complications rises dramatically, and teasing them out requires a very sophisticated research design. New questions raised by current research. Some questions raised by researchers in the aftermath of STEP include, basically, how do we define a prayer? Are all forms or traditions of prayer equally effective? Does it matter whether the people who pray are virtuous according to their religious tradition? Does it matter when, where, or how long they pray? Does it matter whether the intercessor knows or cares about the person prayed for? Does it matter how many people pray for a given outcome? How can intercessory prayer be separated from the placebo effect in an ethically designed study? A scientific evaluation of intercessory prayer may need to begin by developing ways of answering these questions. How can we rule out prayer that might interfere with the study? Approximately 95% of STEP patients, including the group not prayed for by the researchers' recruited prayer groups, believed that friends, relatives, and fellow believers prayed for them. In a nation in which the vast majority assumes that some religious order underlies the universe, any research designed for intercessory prayer must address the effects of this wild prayer.